Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is My Transformation. I am having technical difficulties with Blog Talk. I was not able to click on my show and upload it. So what I'm going to do, since there's a few minutes left, I'm just going to read to you my notes. This is Micah chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay them from their skin, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces, as for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron. I'm going to read my notes. I kind of messed up on those verses, but I'm just trying to kind of rush now because the time is running out. These are my notes. So hateful and evil, you totally devour people, torture and destroy. You do the worst of the worst, but then you get the nerve to call out to God, to worship God, kill in the name of God, evil and hateful in their ways. They are not representing God. Their acts are not of God. Chopping off people's heads, laying them alive, that's not God. The Living Bible says, leaders of Israel, you are supposed to know right from wrong, yet you are the very ones who hate good and love evil. When you are in trouble, you want to call on God and expect Him to hear you. False prophets leading people astray. God is a God of order. I asked God to give me a message, and this is the message God gave me. Let my people go. Leave them alone. They cannot seek me when they are being led astray. You do not teach my word. You do not teach my commandments. Let my people go. You will suffer for your wrongdoing. You will suffer more for leading my people astray. Let my people go. Repent of your unrighteousness. Repent, I say, repent, for my hand is against you. After I wrote this, I asked God if there was anything else that He wanted to give me. He then led me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3, verse 8. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side Jordan, from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon. I read a few verses above this, and it talks about men, women, and children of every city being utterly destroyed. God is not playing around. From what I'm gathering, God is showing His vengeance side. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God can and will turn the tables on you. He said something about making you a servant under your enemies. That's something that came to my mind. God can take you from a position of power and bring you all the way down to that of a servant to the very ones you once had power over. Those who are exalted shall be abased, and those abased shall be exalted. God can turn the tables on you. God can utterly destroy you. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. I remember stories in the Bible where God opened the ground and buried people alive, men, women, children, and probably livestock. Hatred and evil with the name of God on your breath. How many countries are fighting in the name of God, killing in the name of God, torturing in the name of God? God is a God of love and peace, but when enough is enough, He becomes a God of vengeance. It's like a warning of what is to come. God's message has been about waking up, know Him, be true to self, know you, seek truth, come from among them. Now He's talking about the evildoers and haters of good, false leaders, pretentious born-again people. God knows everything and everybody. You cannot hide your heart from God. He is omniscient, all-knowing. What is war? Taking from others what does not belong to you because you want it. Greed, power, control, the driving force of those destroying humanity, damaging the planet, and angering God. some doing it in the name of God. There is no hope for those people. They die, they are on God's reject list, his discarded list. If they don't let his people go, their judgment will be worse. False teachers, false leaders, the blind leading the blind. God is watching you. He knows you. He has a plan for you. His message, let my people go. Release them from your evil ways. Release them from your lies. Release them from your false teachings. Release them from your stronghold. Stop brainwashing God's people. They don't know any better, but you do. Release them so they can find God, so they can find truth, so they can be saved from the wrath of God. Release his people. God is a mighty God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God does exactly what he says he's going to do. And there are people out there who are intentionally misleading God's people, using their power and their emotions and their passion to serve them and their agenda. You can't find God if you're mixed in the wrong crowd. You can't find God if you're out there following the wrong people, learning the wrong information. If you want to know God, you need to go to him for yourself. Now, I finished reading my notes, and I'm just talking to you right now. The dark forces are on me so strong. They didn't even want me to get this message out to you. Let my people go. This is the very message that started everything in the beginning. That Sunday morning when God gave me this message was the same morning that my laptop and purse was stolen from me, which had all my information on it. And ever since that morning, I have been having all kinds of challenges getting my shows on Blog Talk. Today, I finally got my shows uploaded, but now Blog Talk is not allowing me to even click on my show so that it can play. So that's why I'm on here live right now. I'm not even sure if you can even hear me, but I'm talking anyway because Blog Talk, the clock isn't even moving. So I don't know if you're hearing any of this. So I'm just going to go ahead and close, and I just want you to understand how the dark forces work. They do not want the truth to get out. That's enough for you to understand that when God speaks, the dark forces intervene. When God speaks, dark forces come and try to make all kinds of things happen to block his words from getting through. That's how you know when it's the word of God, when it's God speaking. Satan is not going to bother you if you're not speaking God's truth. He will come at you if you are, because he does not want people to know the truth. The truth is God is going after the dark forces, telling them, let my people go, because God has a plan. And I don't know what it is, but it has something to do with his chosen people of Israel. It has something to do with that, and it has something to do with him sending a messenger to wake them up. Because right now, God has his special select people blinded, and he's preparing a messenger for them to wake them back up. So something's going to happen soon. I don't know how soon, because God is a God of patience. It may be more days, months, years, hundreds of years, who knows? But God is planning for that messenger to spare his chosen people. And he already sent out the warning, let my people go. So thank you again for listening to my transformation. And your prayers are requested because I need more light on my side. Right now I am hit so hard with the dark forces. And it's just me. So there are people out there listening who have that close relationship with God. Send me your light. Send me your light so his messages can get out the way they're supposed to get out. Thank you again for listening to my transformation. May God bless you always. I just thought that phone was going out. I don't know.